Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor, slap him, and tell him, get ready. Hallelujah. Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. How many of y'all know that there's something more you're supposed to do? How many of y'all know that something's getting ready to happen? You know why? Because it's within you. It's within you. There are just things that we know what we're supposed to do because we're supposed to be ready for something that's getting ready to happen. You know, God is always in the arena of preparation. He's always preparing us. In fact, the Spirit of truth tells us things to come. And the purpose of that is to prepare us for what's coming so you don't get attacked and overcome without it knowing it's coming. That's why it's so important about walking in the Spirit. Because if you're not walking in the Spirit, you're going to get snagged because you're going to get attacked and you're going to blame everybody else for your problems. But it was actually you for not walking in the Spirit. Because if you're walking in the Spirit, you know all things. Hello. And there are things that prevent us from walking in the Spirit. Touching unclean things. False belief systems. Associations. You know, all kinds of stuff that hinder us from walking in the Spirit. Selfish ambitions, all of these areas will prevent us from walking in the Spirit. Things we touch and agree with in our thoughts. So it's important that we begin to understand and put to practice the things of truth and righteousness, because we're at a specific time right now that is difficult. It is a difficult time. The reason why it's a difficult time is because the influence and interference of the demonic realm is stronger than ever. I'm telling you, it's stronger than ever, and it's continuously going to get stronger. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 4, in verse 1. Would you read it with me, please? Let's read it together. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Very, very important. You know, there's a lot of New Age going on now. And the New Age movement is the arena where they take partial truth, but it's actually deceptive. So they take truth and twist it. They take truth in the area. They have their own belief systems. They have, you know, in this their self-belief system, it's a promotion of self. In other words, I am God. And in this, there's this area right now which is called doctrines of demons. And the doctrines of demons must be understood because they are promoted by deceiving spirits, and a deceiving spirit is a lying spirit. And there are doctrines of demons. And these deceiving spirits that are utilizing or promoting these doctrines of demons is infiltrating not only the body of Christ, but has infiltrated the world in a very, very large system. Now, first of all, a demon is a disembodied spirit. Would you say that with me? A demon is a what? Disembodied spirit. And he's looking for a body. Now, the reason why he's looking for a body is he's trying to produce food for himself. He's trying to what? Produce food for himself. Because a demon is a survivalist. So a demon is a disembodied spirit that wants to look for a body to produce food for itself by manifesting an unhealthy emotional feeling. Because demons get fed by emotion or feelings. That's how they get fed. Is everybody with me? So these unhealthy emotional feelings that feed the demonic presence, they feed the demonic presence, because where there's a demon, there's a presence. And that presence is called sin. So the presence of evil is called sin. Because it is a demon that's carrying a presence. Is everybody with me? Okay, good. So a deceiving spirit is a lying spirit, isn't he? Is he a demon? And what's he promoting? He's promoting deception because he's what? Lying. Listen, the presence of evil is called sin. So where there's sin, there's a presence of evil, right? And where there's a presence of evil, there's a demon or multiples. All right. Demons, let me explain to you, not only are they disembodied spirits looking for a body to produce their own food, but demons are foot or what we call ground soldiers for Satan's kingdom. They are foot or ground soldiers. Their presence, grab hold of this, their presence is their weapon. Their presence is their weapon, and their voice declares their presence. Come on, get this. Demons are foot or ground soldiers for Satan's kingdom. Their presence is their weapon. Their voice declares their presence and influences acceptance. It creates a desire or an emotion and a false belief system. And in this false belief system, it promotes the flesh. Okay, I'm going to go back on this because it's important to grab hold of this. Okay, we know that demons are disembodied spirits. They're foot soldiers for Satan's kingdom. Again, their presence is their weapon. That's why the presence of evil is going to express. Their presence is their weapon. Does everybody got it? So that's why you can, even in an individual that's homosexual, their presence begins to change the way they look. A person associated with lust or perversion and things of that degree, lying spirits, their presence is expressing themselves, aren't they? The presence of evil is the presence of demons, but the presence of evil is called sin. And their voice declares their presence. Hi, I'm perversion, you know. But their presence is their weapon because it's influencing you. And in what they do now, their voice, because their voice declares their presence, it also influences us, especially when we accept that voice. It creates a desire when we accept that voice, and it promotes a flawed belief system. And this flawed belief system will promote the flesh. Now, this is in an individual arena, but there's also a global or national arena, which promotes Satan's agenda for his kingdom. Is everybody with me? So there's an, listen, if he can influence an individual, then he can cause more individuals to promote his kingdom. So there are what we call doctrines of demons, or what we call a demon doctrine. And a demon doctrine comes from demons. It is promoted by Satan's kingdom. Their presence is their weapon, and their voice declares their presence. Has everybody got it? Go to 3 John. And he said, many are going to fall from the faith. How many of y'all know that there's many people falling away? Because of these doctrines. It's promoting the self-belief system. See, Satan's greatest accomplishment was religion. Again, we've been talking about this, but we are seeing it completely manifesting now. Satan's kingdom is arising in the area because it's expressing itself by the presence of demons and influencing individuals and expressing Satan's kingdom all over, everywhere. And 3 John, is everybody there? Well, I just don't believe that. Of course you don't, because you're influenced by the presence of a demon. Well, I don't like to worship. Of course you don't, because you're influenced by the presence of a demon. Well, I don't believe in casting out demons. Of course you don't, because you have many. Hello. Well, I believe I can just do what I feel like. Of course you do, because that's Satan's number one verse in the doctrine. Do what you feel like. Why? Because that's how they get fed. So you may not know it, but you may be a, you have your own, there are people that have their own feeding outreach. The problem is they're feeding demons. You remember that old song, Hotel California? Well, there are people that are hotels and not collecting rent because they're loaded. Even Jesus cast out thousands of demons out of the one dude. Again, a demon's weapon is his presence. So if you're struggling with something, don't blame it on your spouse. Don't blame it on your job, your boss, or your pastor. Don't blame it on anyone. You've got to begin to make what is unseen to become seen, because there's a presence. Because there is a presence of a demon, and his presence is his weapon. Amen? Good. 3 John. Is everybody there? In verse 2, let's read it. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper what? In all things, and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Now, your soul is your mind, your will, and emotions. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't have emotions. Your emotions and your feelings should be peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Is fear a godly emotion? No. Because it grips people, doesn't it? It brings them into bondage. And verse 3. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the what? Truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers who have borne witness of your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well, because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles. Now, prosper is the word that means increase. So he's saying if you're going to increase in all things, and even an increase in health, by knowing and walking in the truth. Has everybody got it? By knowing and what? Walking in the truth. Now listen, here's truth. Truth is light and life. Truth is light and life. Now I'm talking about eternal truth. Truth is light and life. It is also knowledge and the presence of the person of the eternal truth. He is called the Spirit of Truth. Because there's a spirit of truth or there's a spirit of error. That's why the anointing, here we go back to the anointing again, is the eternal presence, power, and truth. So there are many who are walking without the anointing. You must be backed by the anointing. I don't care how much word you have. If you're not backed by the anointing, you're not going to pull the sword of the Spirit. You're going to pull a seed. And you can throw all the seeds that you want at Satan, and it ain't going to do nothing. Unless it's backed by the anointing, which becomes the sword of the Spirit. And Romans 12. Romans chapter 12. Romans 12 and verse 1 and 2. We have a wonderful teaching called Who Told You That? And it brings you understanding about the voices that you hear, even though you only hear one. In verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you what? Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Did you present your body this morning as a living sacrifice? We did when we prayed. But that should be a daily thing for me and you. Because if you're not giving yourself to God, then you're holding on to yourself and protecting it. Wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service or responsibility. In verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In other words, you want truth. You want truth. Because truth is God's will, isn't it? He is truth. Truth is a person. He is light. He is life. He is truth. And truth is what combats deception. If you don't know the truth, then you're going to be easily deceived, aren't you? If you're not practicing the truth, you're going to be easily deceived. That's why people go in cycles. They can't break out of these cycles. They go to a limit. They do good for a certain period of time, and then bam, because they're not practicing truth. They're not staying connected. Everyone, stay connected. You must stay connected to truth. You must stay connected to the anointing. You must stay connected, or you'll be deceived under the doctrine of demons. Transform. Don't be conformed to the world, but transform. Transform by eating light. How do you eat light? You declare scripture. Amen? You declare scripture, and it exposes darkness, because darkness produces deception, blindness, slavery, and death. And I'm going to say that one more time. The presence of evil, the presence of darkness, produces deception, blindness, slavery, and death. What does it produce? Deception, blindness, slavery, and what? Death. Go to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Doctrines of demons. Demon doctrine. Anybody associated with demon doctrine? Ever been? Well, if you didn't lift your hand, you're a liar and you're associated with one right now. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 5. Aren't you glad we're not religious? I'm glad you're not religious. I'd be the only one out here then. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 18. Let's read it together. Oh, let's start at 17, okay? All unrighteousness is what? Now, what is sin? It's the presence of evil. And what is the presence of evil? A demon. And what's he doing? Is his presence is the what? Weapon. And what's it promoting? Unrighteousness. Is it long? Come on. Anybody get it yet? Cool. Because if the presence of God is there, it's promoting what? Righteousness. So where there's unrighteousness, it's the presence of evil. And that means if the presence of evil there, it's sin. That means there's demons there. And these demons, their presence is their weapon. Glory. Okay. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin not leading to death. We know that whoever is born of God does not what? In other words, he does not associate with the presence of evil, right? Why? Because then he'd be fellowshipping with demons. And their presence is their weapon, and it's influencing an individual. But he who has been born of God, what? Keeps himself. What's he keeping himself from? The presence of evil, sin. Wow. See, we didn't need to go to school to learn that, did we? And the wicked one does not, what? Touch him. Why? Because a person isn't associating with the presence of evil. Because if you're associating with the presence of evil, if you are practicing unrighteousness, a demon is there, or multiple demons there, and they are promoting unrighteousness. Because their presence is their weapon. Come on, you got that. Okay, good. Verse 19. Now, who is the ruler of this earth? Satan. He's been granted. So, hey, guess what? Demons are everywhere. Foot soldiers of Satan's kingdom. Well, I don't believe that. I don't even have a demon. Well, you just proved you did. How about unbelief? Is that a presence of demons? Yes. Verse 19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. And we know that the Son of God, so the whole world lies under the sway of the presence of evil. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life, because life is truth. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Why? Because idols are the fruit of the presence of demons. See, you will know the spirit by its fruit. How about hatred? Amen. How about jealousy? Yeah. All of these things, the presence of demons, the presence of evils, because a demon is there and his presence is his weapon. The whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. Now, demon doctrine or doctrines of demons is a system or a nation. Its promotion is to be without God. Without who? Without God. They set up their own gods and eliminate the true God. That is called secular. Secular is a world system or nation without God. So people talk about the secular world. Why? Because it's trying to get rid of God. So the world system, secular, is to remove God from everywhere, the true God. It's to remove the true God from mankind and implement false doctrine, false belief system, false worship, bondage, and death. These are doctrines of demons or demon doctrine. Again, secular is a system, society, without God. It's without God, the true God. So without the true God, they want to replace the true God with paganism, with self-worship, with worship of creation instead of creator. In Romans 8, Romans chapter 8. Now I want you to think about something. When Jesus came, he began to speak about all this. And they were like, what kind of strange doctrine is this? When he began to cast out devils, when he began to heal people, when he began to expose, when he told Satan to get behind him. See, your fight is in flesh and blood. Foot soldiers of Satan's kingdom are called demons, disembodied spirits. We have a wonderful teaching called Demons, and you'll know where they came from. And we don't have time for that today. Romans chapter 8, is everybody there? You mean my sickness could be of a demon? Yes. Is God trying to get you sick and kill you? No. You mean my fears, my anxieties, and my stresses? Those are a presence of evil? Yes. You mean my flawed belief system? Well, one day I believed in all of these wonderful things that God was doing. I believed in this, and I believed in that. I believed the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believed in casting out devils. I believed, and then all of a sudden I chose not to. What happened? You exchanged the presence of God for this presence of evil. Because the presence of evil is sin, and sin is a demon. And that demon's presence is his weapon. Romans 8, verse 12. Would you read it with me? Therefore, what? Brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh. The flesh is a demonic doctrine. It's born of sin. It was born in the presence of evil. Are you listening? Even the prophets, when they spoke, sometimes they said, I was born in iniquity. Iniquity means inherited curse. Where there's a curse, there's a presence of a devil. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live what? According to the flesh. For you live according to the flesh, you will what? Die. Why are you going to die? Because if you're living according to the flesh, then you're living in the presence of evil. And where the presence of evil is, there's demons. And their presence is their weapon. They're like radioactive material. You know, you can put it in your pocket and it eventually begins to affect your flesh, doesn't it? If people drank it, they die. There's no cure. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will what? Live. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are what? Sons of God. So if you are led by the presence of God, you're a son of God. What if you're led by the presence of evil? Then you're a son of the devil. For you did not receive the spirit of what? Bondage again to what? Fear. What does fear promote? It's an emotion, isn't it? How about anxiety and stress? It's all a part of fear. So who's getting fed? A demon. He says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again. To what? For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. For the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him. In other words, that you may press through. See, suffering's a part of pressing through. Suffering's a part of continuing. Suffering's a part about seeking the truth. Flesh is demonic or demon doctrine individually promoting secular system. It's promoting a secular system or a secular society nationally and globally. 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. And verse 1. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Is everybody okay? So what is sin again? It's the presence of evil. Right? See, when you cooperate with the presence of evil, which... In the presence of evil, there's a demon, and the demon's presence is their weapon. When you cooperate with it, you manifest what we call a transgression. That's acting or cooperating with the presence of evil. And when you do a transgression, you manifest what we call an iniquity, which brings a curse on the family line. In verse 1, would you read it with me? Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. But this we know, the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is what? Is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is not of God. You don't have any religions that confess Jesus not coming in the flesh? Well, then they're not God. They're moon worshipers. Hello. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world and the what? And the world hears them. We are of God. We know God. He who knows God hears us. He who knows God hears us. He who knows God hears us. Has everybody got that? He who is of God hears us. In other words, he who is associated with the presence of God hears us. But if they're associated with the presence of evil, they don't hear you, because we speak another language. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of what? Error. So the Antichrist doctrine, or the demon doctrine, or the doctrines of demon, is, again, removing truth and replacing it with deceiving spirits, doctrines of demons, the presence of evil and the voice of evil. That is their purpose. Again, the word secular is associated with a society without God. And that's what doctrines of demons or demon doctrines are promoting. Again, there's the individual and then there's the kingdom. So Satan's kingdom, the foot soldiers are demons. And in these foot soldiers, their presence is their weapon. And their voice declares their presence to influence you. And in this, there are individuals that can be demonized or have demons. And their promotion is to expand the kingdom of Satan so that it can be a global rule. A global rule. So all things are secular. In other words, without the true living God. Hallelujah. 2 John, verse 7. 2 John, verse 7. Would you read it with me? Is everybody there? For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. Why? Because he's saying, look, be careful. Because you started off right. You started off in the spirit. You know, many people can start off in the spirit, but then end up in the flesh. Whoever transgresses, in other words, he's talking about cooperated with the presence of evil, doing the act, and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ, does not have God. Why? Because they've broken covenant. They've broken what? Covenant. When you break covenant, you are no longer his. And there is sin unto death and sin not unto death. Sin unto death is broken covenant. How about fornication? Adultery. That is broken covenant. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. Why? Because he's sharing in the evil presence. And the presence of demons is their weapon. Having many things to write to you, I did not wish to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face that our joy may be full. The children of your elect sister greet you. So in this, please be careful. Many have fallen into deception of false peace and unity of all belief systems. People have fallen in the arena that, well, God is love. Yes, he is, but he's also just. He's also the God of judgment. He's also the God of wrath. He's also the God of life, and he's the God of death. So in as many people now, the doctrines of demon are trying to promote a false unity or a false peace where all religions come together. That's the doctrine of demons. Far be it that I'm going to go to a mosque and worship my king in their place. Now I may go there and call fire down on it. Hello? Which I have already in Israel. We walked around the dome and we called destructive fire down. It's amazing because when you go into the areas, if any of you have been to Israel, when you go to the dome where the mosque is there, you walk around there and you see nothing but crows. It's all crows. When you go to the Wailing Wall, it's all doves. It's amazing. I mean, you want to talk about this presence of evil and the presence of God. The Wailing Wall is doves. And where the dome is at, it's crows, or the mosque. I mean, it's powerful. It was the first thing I recognized when we got there. I said, man, look at the crows. And then there was a woman there, all in black, at the mosque. And she had a little boy that was 5. And we were walking around it. And as we were walking around it, like they walk around the walls of Jericho, every time we'd walk around it, her little son would pull out a rifle and aim it at us and shoot at us. And the mother would say, good job. So we just prayed for them. But I knew though, even if there was a bullet in there, it couldn't hit me. Because I was protected by the presence of God and covered by the blood. See, and that's what's happening right now. If you're not covered by the blood, if you're not covenant keeper, you're not covered by the blood, and you're in danger. If you proclaim to be a believer, but you've broken covenant with God, and you're going off in your own doctrine, and walked away from the presence of God into the presence of evil, then you're not covered by the blood, because the Father acknowledges the blood. Just like in Egypt. Hello. When they put blood along the lintels of the wall, and the spirit of death went in. And only those that had the blood of the Lamb, the spirit of death couldn't go in. Who do you think sent the spirit of death there? The Lord. Amen? So many have fallen. And the word tells us many will fall from the faith, taking heed to doctrines of demons and deceiving spirits. And it's happening because of that flawed belief system that it imposes. And now they perceive things differently. They look at things differently. They look at things according to the ways of the world. The world hears them. And because the world hears them, they feel good because the flesh is of the world. It loves the presence of evil. In Revelation chapter 2. Revelation 2. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? See, we need to be more sensitive to this now. Because it's getting more and more difficult. You're watching even people close to you all of a sudden sway. Now they want to get back with their life.
I know Jesus now. I think it's time to go on my own life.
See, you can't bring God into your life. You live in the life of God. Are you listening? Revelation 2. It's amazing how many people can get set free and then go back into the world, thinking they're going to bring God in the world with them.
No.
He ain't going. In verse 12, is everybody there? And to the angel of the church of Pergamos, write, these things says he who has the sharp two-edged sword. I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is. And you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days of which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam. The what? Doctrine? Is that a demon doctrine? Yes. Was this in the church? Yes. Is it promoting secularism? Yes. Who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to what? Idols, and to commit sexual immorality. Why? So they would break covenant. Thus you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Is that a doctrine of demon? Yes. Repent, or else I'll come to you quickly and will fight against you. With the sword of my what? Mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. And I will give him a white stone and a stone of new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. Now this is powerful because the Lord was warning them. He was warning them that the false doctrines would come forth and promote self and Satan's agenda. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. Doctrines of demons. And again, you can see this infiltrating tremendously even in our own country, where they're really trying to get God out of here. They're trying to get the true God out. Remember, they stopped prayer in the schools. They they're removing the Ten Commandments and so forth, and, you know, you can't have the nativity now on a government piece of property. And so they're trying to remove God out and implement their own God, which is self and the moon god, Satan's kingdom. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1, would you read it with me? But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. You know, I was watching this program the other day, and there was an interview with a pastor. And when I began to hear what this pastor was saying, I almost fell off my chair. Because he was talking about that the Bible has been misunderstood, that we're to love everyone, accept everyone, and accept gay marriage. Well, thank God there was a TV between me and him, because I would have rebuked him. So we're to accept gay marriage. Well, let me tell you something. That's why we're finding all kinds of things happening. We'll talk about this in a second. But he was gay himself, and he believed that gay marriage was okay, that the Bible was just misunderstood. Listen, God did not create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve. Amen? Praise God. And verse 2, and many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example of those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of wickedness. For the righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. And especially those who walk according to the what? Flesh, and the lust of uncleanliness, and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, whereas angels, who are greater in power and might, do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. But these are like natural brute beasts made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of the things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blameless, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam and the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity, a dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by tempests, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. When they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. In other words, these are doctrines of demons. And it's bringing those who've actually escaped from the doctrines of demons, gone into the truth, and now being drawn back into deception. And verse 19, it says, while they promise them liberty or freedom, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome by him, also he is brought into what? Bondage. For if after they escape the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they again entangle in them and overcome, the latter is worse for them than the beginning. And understand, that's where the Bible says, and a demon will leave a temple, right? And it comes back with seven more trying to re-enter. But you got to remember again, a demon is a foot soldier of Satan's kingdom. He carries a presence, and his presence is his weapon. Is addiction a presence of demons? Yes. You know, if you've ever seen the drugs are accursed items. And in these accursed items, it draws demonic activity. Why? Because it's promoting an emotion. It's promoting something, isn't it? And that's how demons get fed. Is everybody okay? So we see that there's false teachings going out. There are, listen, do you know, you got to be careful when you send your kids to college. They're coming home with stuff that is phenomenal. I pray daily for professors and so forth that are promoting the wrong things to be exposed and removed from schools and colleges and teachers and political people and wolves in the body of Christ. And I can go on and on and on. Hallelujah. But it says that God's judgment, now, you know, God's judgment always comes before God's wrath. He always judges before wrath. So we see that the world is under the sway of doctrines of demons. Go to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Is everybody okay? Are you blessed? Are you getting it? Why? Because there's preparation. We must know these things. Glory to God. Matthew 24 and verse 3. And as he, Jesus, sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And this age is known as the age of grace. Because the age of grace will come to an end. The world won't come to an end quite yet. We still got 1,000 more years after we come back. And Jesus answered and said, take heed that no one what? Deceives you. That no one what? Now how are you going to be deceived? What kind of doctrine? Doctrine of demons. For many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars. Are there wars and rumors of wars going on? Yeah. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, which is associated with ethnic group, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines. Are there famines? In fact, we have a famine in this country, financial famine. Will there be pestilence? Yes, there are diseases right now that are uncurable. How about earthquakes? Yes, there were 755 earthquakes in 7 days. The last 7 days, 755 earthquakes. Isn't that pretty wild? In this country. How about floods? Wow. In various places, and these are the beginning of sorrows. Wow, earthquakes. This is all associated with God. How about hurricanes? So I want you to grab something. God uses what man calls natural disasters. And the purpose of that is to awaken individuals. Now, we've got this hurricane going up the East Coast, right? Did you notice that it didn't touch Florida? Do you know why? Because we refused gay marriage. But as all the rest of them that have accepted gay marriage, it's hitting. That's my dad saying, listen. I was kidding around the other day. I said, what's his name? Mayor Cuomo or whatever in New York? I said, Irene. What's that hurricane's name? Irene. I said, Irene's coming after you. Now look at, these are the states. All right, check this out. These are the states that have approved and accepted gay marriage. Iowa, California, Connecticut. Okay? Massachusetts. New York. Vermont. You see that hurricane moving? Maryland. Maine, and New Jersey. Man, those are all the East Coast. What do you think this Hurricane Irene's after them? That's a judgment from God. It's going to bring disaster and cause these places a financial famine. It's just adding to the famine. All of these places. Now, New York just approved gay marriage, a couple months ago. Why do you think this hurricane is here? But see, the world can't see it because they're under the secular doctrine of demons, thinking, oh, it's just a natural disaster. No, that's my dad. And the hope is that they will awaken and turn from their wicked ways. Globally, are there global wars? Now, here's another thing, grab hold of. Because of the doctrine of demon in the secular arena, grab hold of this right now. Are we seeing, there's a lot of breakout of revolutions, and especially in the Middle East, isn't there? Amen? And what's happening right now is the Islamic radicalism under the dress code of secular democracy is stepping in. See, because if they can get democracy in their country, they can promote secularism and get their people in office and be accepted by the world system that's under the control of Satan's kingdom. Hello. It's all about, we're not fighting flesh and blood, we're fighting powers of darkness. Many will fall from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. People are falling. Satan's greatest weapon, again, was to infiltrate and establish religion. Jesus wasn't about religion. He was about kingdom. He's a king with a kingdom. Religion, that word itself means bondage. And it promotes a flawed belief system. It promotes self. It promotes flesh. Go to 2 Timothy 4. Verse 1. Would you read it with me? I charge you there before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. Slap, throw down. Hallelujah. Verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Woo-hoo. You know anybody? But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. In other words, they'll begin to go around and look for people that believe the same way they do. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of evangelists, and fulfill your ministry. 1 Timothy 4. Glory. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 12. Is everybody there? Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to the reading, to exhortation, and to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by the prophecy with the laying on of the hands, the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them. Everyone say continue. Continue in them. For in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Wow. And I'm going to close in Hebrews 13. Doctrines of demons, or demon doctrine. And it's happening. It's no longer hidden. It's come forth. It's out right in front of us. Many are falling from the faith. Hebrew 13 and verse 7. Hebrew 13, verse 7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace and not with foods which do not profit those who have been occupied with them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the camp. Therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise. I said continually offer the sacrifice of praise. Why? Because it brings the presence of God. Continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they will watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. So in this, we have come to a place now where we are really seeing the doctrines of demons being exposed. Many are falling from the faith and coming into their own belief system. And it's not promoting the denial of self, but it's promoting self. And when three things that Jesus said, does anyone want to be my disciple, you must deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. Well, if you don't know the doctrine, how are you going to do that? If you don't know the truth, how are you going to do that? If you're not being led by the Spirit, how are you going to do that? If you're not backed by the anointing, how are you going to do that? You'll walk around in assumption in false hope and bondage. Walking in fear, wondering if. Walking in regret. Walking in guilt. See, the enemy loves to bring your past into your present. Then you get so caught up trying to fight your present and your past that you lose sight of the future. The Bible says he's the most cunning beast created. He'll outwit you in a second without the Holy Ghost. Hello. He'll outwit you in a second without the Holy Spirit. I don't care if you know the Bible and can memorize the page numbers. Without the anointing, he'll outwit you. Has everybody got it? It's important. That's why you stay in fellowship. That's why you stay connected. That's why you stay filled with the Word. You stay filled with the presence of God. And that's why you become a first striker and attacking the devil's kingdom before he attacks you. Remember, the doctrines of demons is everywhere. It's happening. It's in our own government, in our own country, in our own political system. It's everywhere now. And many are falling and becoming prey. But praise be to God. That's why he's raising you up. Third dimensional warriors. People don't care about the name. It doesn't matter where we come from. It doesn't matter what we know. It's a matter of who we know. Has everybody got it? Your connection and relationship with him is the most important thing. If you really know him, you'll know the truth. If you love him, you'll say, okay, I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And if you believe him, you'll follow him all the way home and continue in the truth. Not being swayed, not touching unclean things, Doesn't mean we won't be, doesn't mean we won't make a mistake, but we'll shake it off quickly and get out of there. Because we will discern the presence of evil in the presence of God. That's why Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. And the other voice, they don't know. Because they reject it. To know something is to follow it. Amen? We will reject that voice because we don't want to follow it. Because it carries the presence of evil and the demons. And the demons' presence are their weapons. That's why people get snared. Because they're not discerning and are listening to the doctrines of demons. So stand up, fight. Fight. Fight for the presence of God. You must press in. You must crush in. You must deny yourself. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. She pressed in. She crawled. She knew that if she could just touch him, she'd be healed. Well, you and I have to press in. The touch doesn't come to you. You go to the touch. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for your word today. And we are honored and blessed. Let the revelation and impartation be protected by the blood of the Lamb and grow and bear fruit for your glory. That we will gain and increase in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, discernment, strength, and boldness to be prepared to combat anything that the devil will try to bring across our path and bring glory to your name in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah.